This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Friday, June 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got more classic music coming up for you this hour. Several pieces by Chopin and then Beethoven's Eighth. And thank you for joining us today. I guess I could do the NPR voice if you'd like. Almost where I forget that I'm listening to myself. And we all go to sleep. And just let Fauci slip that needle into our arm. Let them take over our genetics and let us just die. Give the planet to Fauci. Give the planet to Bill Gates. Give the planet to Lord Rothschild. Give yourself to Hillary. Give yourself to Klaus Schwab. Give yourself to Leonardo DiCaprio, who's also one of these scumbags. Give yourself to Matthew McConaughey. Let the crackhead rule you. Just go to sleep and die. Make room for the elite. Just kill yourself. It's liberal. Don't have children. They're evil. They're bad. Of course, I'm not saying that. That's in the news today. NBC News. Scientists prove kids are bad for Earth. Morally suggest we stop having them. Because carbon's evil, and they finally admit what's bad? Carbon's bad. That means us. Remember, I kept telling you in my film Endgame, because they're telling you, we're going to set up a world government, make you obsolete, have robots take over, and we're going to kill your ass. Oh, but Klaus Schwab, he's not obsolete. No, no, no. Jim in Colorado. Again, thank you, sir. So what is your point on the New World Order that has primed us?
Well, yesterday you asked the question, what are they going to do next? And I've been thinking a lot about this. The storyline is unraveling. Fauci, Daszak, the election fraud, everything is unraveling. And I fear that right now we are primed for some sort of a false flag event. I don't know what that's going to be. It could be a mass shooting, maybe at a mass vaccination center. There's going to be something I fear that's going to happen to change the narrative and get them back on script on what they really
want. Well, that's
right.
And you can see the priming for race war. They're doing half their priming for race war, the other half for a new virus. And so that shows you virus to lock us down, race war to lock us down. And it's all about destabilization, having us fight with each other while they rule over us.
Well, in Minneapolis last night, another guy pointed a gun at a cop. He gets shot. So this weekend, who knows? Are we going to have burning, looting, and
well, they were already burning and looting last night. We got a video coming up where the media asked, why are you here? They don't even know the name of the guy. They don't even know he aimed a gun at the cops.
Do you believe it or not, Alex, the guy's name, and I kid you not, was Winston Smith.
Right out of 1984.
Exactly. It's almost like, are they sticking this in our face or what? But
notice how now they get to wear masks that used to be illegal. You're going to be wearing a mask in the commission of a crime. Now everybody's just used to masks, so the left will never take their mask off. It's all symbolic. They're the mask men. They're the marauders.
Well, I'm never wearing a mask again, and the lies come out. About the last thing I'll say, Fauci lied about everything. The mask, the origin, hydroxychloroquine. So what are the chances he's lying to us about the vaccine? Pretty damn good, I'd say.
Well, I mean, we know they've been lying. We know it doesn't protect us. We know they just turned the PCR test down for people that have been injected to say they don't have COVID. For those that haven't had the shot, they turn it up to say they do. It's all 100% easy to understand fraud. But the public is so dumbed down and superstitious, they always like give me credit when something ends up being true, like I just magically knew it. No, it's all verifiable. It's all a fraud. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. 60-second break, and then I'm going right to Marcia and James, and we're just going to go through all these calls here today. We have several guests popping in for a segment or two, but we'll just roll with calls, so I'm going to not just get to these callers that are on hold. I'm going to get to everybody, a lot of calls today. And then tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, we're going to come in here with a 2-3-hour commercial-free transmission, and then back Sunday I'm going to be here, 4 to 6 p.m. myself live. And then Owen Schroeder's back from vacation, well-rested, well-deserved. And he does Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. So we're just fighting harder than ever. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your support. We will intensify our attacks on the New World Order. You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, worldwide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com. Sleep for thousands of years, but now we are awakening. I'm not warning the globalists. I'm telling them that we will not surrender to their anti-human operation. We will not hate ourselves. We will not give up our life force. We will not bow to them. And that it is they who will fall in their attempt to dominate humanity.
You won't save me.
Because I'll face you.
You won't save me. You're the one red sky. You won't save me. You won't save me.
Because I'll face you.
I'll fight you.
The beginning of the end of the New World Order is here. They will have their world government. They will have their God, Satan, and throne. But from the moment he takes the throne, the collapse begins. They are failures from the beginning, carrying out their program, fulfilling God's will. And we fulfill God's will as well. They'll never win. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Marcia, in Kentucky, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm fired up. Good to talk to you.
I have to agree with you. What is going on now is so incredibly evil that I believe President Trump was fooled, that he didn't even have a grasp on it.
Oh, absolutely. And they were like, oh, we're going to stay shut for 4 years. He's like, no, you're not. You're going to get out quick. They're like, oh, actually, we can make it right away, sir. And then now he's like pigheadedly into it. So he's defending it. And that's fine. We brought Trump to where he is. We don't rise and fall with Trump. He's great to get conservatives elected. He's great to stop the Democrats. But, you know, the fact that he doesn't, isn't dead on some major subjects is just a problem. It's not something that's going to defeat us. It's just something we move past.
Just like Fauci. What did he know? I think in retrospect, he's a smart enough guy to figure it out. But
Fauci ran the whole damn thing with Bill Gates. They quarterbacked it all. We have all listen, Crimson Contagion is an exact blueprint of what they did. But you create a drill so that if you get caught doing the operation, you go, oh, it's just a drill. Do you understand?
Yeah. But he's traceable. He's got the patent. And people are saying it's a 666 patent, Gates' patent for the nanotechnology. Yeah, it's fair.
Yes, ma'am. It's all there. Their whole plan is coming out, isn't it?
It's so coming out now. Here's the issue. What now do? Oh, by the way, wasn't it your show where you, when this first started in COVID and you said it was a biological weapon? Wasn't there a letter from one of the Chinese ministers that said we have to learn how to contain our weapons or whatever better? That's
absolutely. Well, the Chinese also bragged. I mean, they've had their leaders basically admit they did this with a bunch of their double agents inside our government and inside of our media. I mean, big tech's involved with Wuhan. Facebook's involved. The head scientist over gain of function runs the Facebook censorship board. I mean, this is all one group that got together, prepared it, released it on us, and thought they'd get away with it. But now so many doctors and so many whistleblowers are going public, they're now in damage control. You understand?
Yes, but they're all getting fired from their jobs. So here's the thing. Unless we have one major leader, I mean, sure, places like, I moved from Palm Beach County up to Kentucky because I knew 20 years ago something like this was bound to happen. And I wanted to be in a place where I can have guns. And nobody's coming up. Even Obama canceled his speaking tour here way back when.
Well, that's right. You're certainly in a place where folks don't get in their neighbor's business. Thank you so much, Marcia. Let's talk to James in Michigan. Thank you, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was first-time caller, long-time listener, calling about vaccine shedding. We had a couple people at my work get the vaccine. About a week later, I ended up in the hospital. They told me I had an infection, sent me home. About 9 hours later, I went back in extreme pain. They did a CT scan with contrast and found I had a blood clot in my kidney. And at that time, they asked me if I had any rashes or itching, and I didn't at the time. About a week later, I had these herpes sores come up on my forearms and on my legs below my knees.
And by the way, sir, let me just, please don't hang up. This has been happening for 6-7 months since they started the injections in England. It was later even confirmed. New York Post had doctors on saying, we've confirmed people that take the vaccine are getting herpes, shingles, and it's spreading. Which normal shingles isn't supposed to be communicable. So basically it's herpes. So it's giving you herpes, communicable herpes, without having sex or kissing somebody. And the hospitals, we've had hospital directors on, we've had nurses on, we've had them all. They know what they're seeing now. That's probably why they asked you. And it's causing massive blood clots. You're lucky to have it in your brain or your heart, brother. But absolutely, it's confirmed to be shedding. Yes. And so imagine how genius that is. Create a prion generating system that then doesn't just hurt those that take it, but then infects others and then makes them sick or kills them down the road. So, wow, that's incredible.
But definitely evil. They did a whole bunch of blood tests on me and couldn't find out, you know, what caused it. And I heard one of the virologists on your show about the same time, because it was just over a month ago, and came up with some of those some of the conditions that I had for the vaccine shedding. So,
sir, I've got it right here today. Another major prestigious study that I mentioned last hour, that it's causing blood clots, brain tumors, and just stuff all over the body. And they're now saying, okay, we admit it's bad. I mean, thousands of scientists have gone public. But what does the criminals at Facebook and Twitter do? They block them. They're even blocking major human rights organizations now that are exposing Fauci's emails that they legally got via Foyer. So imagine Twitter and others are working to block you knowing what Fauci said. Can you believe that? They are aiding and abetting this Nuremberg violation.
Total communist system. I mean, anybody that can't see it is completely blind, or their IQ is under 100.
Absolutely, brother. So hopefully you get better, but I would say it's probably what happened. I hope you warn as many people as you can. You're obviously doing it here.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if is that stuff ongoing, or does it just happen once? Or
that is the $64 trillion question. Here's the problem. Gates says he wants you to have two of them and then a booster. And the more they grow these special... some of them are magnetic prions in you, the more the next group can stick to them. You understand? So they first kind of put a toehold in, like rock climbing, and then more can attach to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Or like take a barnacle.
And that's with the shedding and not taking the vaccine?
I'm not a medical doctor, and I've been reaching out to medical doctors. Wolfgang Ludarg or others will be the ones that first predicted all this to say, is there a way to block these proteins? And I just don't know. I mean, I know that having all your vitamins, having all your minerals, having PCQ, CoQ10, things like that, make your body more resilient to defeat things. But you don't even know, because this makes your cells produce it. So you could actually think if it makes your cell healthier, maybe it produces more. I mean, I don't know, sir. This is, I mean, here's the deal. They don't know either. They're testing this. We're all guinea pigs. Can you believe that? What we do know is they tested all in animals before, and it killed most of them with blood clots. So I'll tell you what I've been doing because of this. I never used to take aspirin. Thin my blood. Well, if blood clots are an issue, I'm trying to thin my blood. And I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you, I'm taking 300 milligrams of aspirin every day because of all this crap going on. Oh, and I forgot. Thank you for the call. We're trying to get this medical doctor on as a big practice. Bunch of these guys contacts with him, but they don't ever want to come on. And we confirm as a doctor. They're seeing all the women in their OGBYN thing that are pregnant die. The baby dies. All the women are the babies are dying when they take the shot. They still love it, though. And it gets worse. It gets worse. They're all having crazy menstrual cycles now when they've had the vaccine or around those that have it. And that's in the news, too.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. We got some big breaking news. We got the big Bitcoin summit taking place in Miami right now. And Laura Loomer went there where Jack Dorsey of Twitter is and confronted him. This just happened minutes ago. The video's not even out yet. We'll have her in the last segment of this hour joining us live from Miami, and we'll have that footage. And that dovetails with this. Facebook says Trump suspended from platform for 2 years. We need to suspend Facebook from the face of the planet with its censorship, its spying, its election meddling, its covering up the Wuhan lab, purposeful release. But instead, Twitter, Facebook, all of them instead are censoring the Fauci emails that were gotten legally via a FOIA request to the federal government under law. That is criminal racketeering, blocking. I mean, imagine if big corporations 30 years ago got caught harassing whistleblowers or got caught harassing consumer groups and consumer advocate oriented. There'd be top stories. They'd be arrested. But now it's just what they do because they're the Silicon Valley royalty. There are gods. And what did I tell you 16, 17 months ago? I said, this is a revolution of human cloning, biotech, nanotech, a takeover, because Klaus Schwab said, it's a revolution. We're going to take over your body. We're not going to change the outside world. We're going to change you from the inside. We're going to take over your body. These are quotes. And he's not some crazy homeless person. He's the former head of the UN Sustainability Board. He runs the World Government Program, right up there with Gates. And now are the headlines. Oh, the vaccine works so well, there's no more COVID. We're able to reopen now. Except particular leftist cities where they've got full control, those will never reopen. After about 50 years of the mRNA, revolution is here. Thousands of headlines like this. Oh, it's here. Oh, the mRNA vaccine revolution is just the beginning. And look, women are leading it. Oh, there'll be no more disease, no more cancer, no more nothing. Oh, they'll take control of all. They just finished mapping yesterday the whole genome. Oh, you'll live forever. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, look, she's a woman. Oh, there's a black guy. It's, you've got to take it. It's good. Here's another one. Is this the beginning of an mRNA vaccine revolution? The London Guardian. Oh, oh, genetically engineered magnetoprotein injected so they can remote control you and cure depression. Oh, oh, it grows a protein that's magnetic. Oh, thank you. Sounds like a Transformer episode. We are going to inject you and take over your cells. You will now be like us. Magnetic. You will now be silicon. But it's really happening.
But it's okay. I mean, you know, Apple runs death camps, but Tim Cook is skinny and rides a bike and he wears black sweaters. I mean, it's okay, right?
So that's what this is a globalist revolution, a takeover of civilization, a takeover of society. Actually, Laura Loomer's next segment. Chris Sky's the last segment of this hour. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to who is up next here. Who has been holding the longest? That would be William in Tennessee. William, welcome.
My question is, we actually have a chain of mattress stores in the Nashville area, and used to we would get a price increase on goods every couple of years. We've gotten six just in the past few months, and I'm wondering, is this just what your thoughts are? Is this just some kind of inflation, or is this being purposely done to push us towards the Great Reset?
Oh, it's all been done. They've put us into the Great Reset, but the collapse is real. They've engineered a control collapse to consolidate power. They'll be able to survive the price increases and the inflation. They believe that all the medium and small businesses won't. They've been waging war on them, as you know, saying that you're not essential, but they are. Amazon sells a mattress. They're essential. But you're not essential if you lived in a blue area. They would have tried to shut you down. And so by shutting down the world economy for a year, completely in the third world, it basically sent a shockwave through that destroyed just-on-time deliveries, and it's still causing shutdowns. And so the repercussions are going to be felt for decades. It took hundreds of years to build just-on-time delivery and just-on-time inventory to this point. And now the seismic attack they've launched is already causing tens of millions to starve to death in the third world.
Wow. What do you think the end game is? What do you think? I mean, you think we'll survive it?
Absolutely. If people are aware of it and support local businesses and start getting more sustainable, I don't mean by fake environmentalism. I mean getting together with neighbors, growing gardens, thinking about the future, then they'll never be able to do it. Only if we're not independent can they get away with enslaving us. So we have to become independent, at least partially, so they can never do that. Like, I'm selling my house. I'm moving to as far away in the country as I can. I'm still getting into work. I am moving out of a big, nice house where I'm, put my savings into a trailer. And that's because I understand what the future is. And so I got the water well, the trailer, the solar, and the shotgun, the rifle, and the four-wheel drive. And so that's just what it comes down to. And the diesel tanks and the tractor and the whole nine yards. And the good news is I know how to do it all. But most people don't. So it's up to us that are leaders to do that. But we're going into a dystopic hell, brother. How bad it gets is how much we put up with. But this is their post-industrial world, a UN law signed in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 to carry this out. You're now witnessing it. They said 2020 was the target date to launch the control collapse. We are in a world government treaty operation.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. You're a national treasure.
No, sir, you are. God bless you. Look, we're all in this together. America is a treasure. Our families are a treasure. We're all worth saving if we love God and take action. God bless you. But look, all I'm trying to tell people is that it's going down. And the more we fight, the better it's going to be. But they are attacking you. They are attacking your family. Okay, up next is Devin in Maryland, then Russell and JC. Devin, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. I tried yesterday. Thank you so much. I first heard you when you exposed Bill Gates on Joe Rogan, so thank you for that. I just want to talk about Maryland and what I see for the future, what's going on around here. Just after the restrictions went away, our governor decided to throw in that incentive as well. Makes me question if we actually have that 70% they are saying. And I thought I would mention what I see what's going on with the vaccine around my family and friends and all that. I don't notice any deaths or shedding. However, I noticed that their hair is turning gray. They're forgetting easy tasks. Like, I'll ask him something yesterday, forget it the next day. Very bad headache, not leaving home. And I've been getting some aggressive behavior from some of
them. That's everything we're seeing from the nursing home people I know. Everybody says the same thing. And it's very, very sad. I know a lot of people that took the shot who suddenly look 10 years older and act like zombies.
Because I'm like seeing my mom, literally her hair turning gray, and she doesn't think anything of it. I'm not going to bring that up because, that's going to spark a whole thing. My family, they're all into it.
So you're saying she took it a few months ago, and what, suddenly it's coming in gray?
Yeah, like she got it. So my dad got it at the beginning of February. I'll get into him in a minute. He's weird. My mom, she got her second shot within the last month. And yeah, she has pre-issues she's had with her headache. And her hair has been turning more gray by the day. And she's getting more flustered with things. That's what I've noticed. And look, with my friends and coworkers, I'll reach out to them. And whoever wants to listen, I'll show them that Texas study you showed from Galveston. Ralph Barrick wrote a paper in Nature from 2013, how vaccines don't work. Rockefeller.
Devin, don't hang up. I got Laura Limmer popping in, but I'll come back to you and others. We'll be right back. Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues, and the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Forte Plus. So incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Home 12, Bazo Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Is on Twitter that saw it and saying, oh, don't allow her to do that. Don't promote her. Silence her. She's someone we've silenced. Don't give her a voice. They love lying about you, shutting you down, keeping you silent. In fact, I've got some of those headlines dealing with this where we have Twitter, again, censoring the major human rights institute that did the FOIA request and got Fauci's emails. He's over our health. He's controlling our lives. He wants to keep us locked in our houses. He wants us to take experimental vaccines. And Twitter says, you're not allowed to share his emails, and you're not allowed to talk about him. you common slaves. And now Facebook rules. Trump is banned from Twitter, from Facebook, for another 2 years. Again, how about we just make them obsolete? Facebook. Jones is banned for life, and he faces the worst kind of ban, a dangerous person ban, meaning you can plan violence against him on Facebook. That's a real quote. That's how crazy the leftists were. They had that change later, but for a week or two it said, you may plan violence against Alex Jones, and, because he's a bully, you know, and you may only make disparaging remarks about him. Any praise, you'll be banned. I mean, that's like in a prison, the warden. Anyone saying they don't like the food will spend 30 days in solitary confinement in the hole. I mean, you'd call that a bad prison. You're not essential. Stay in your house. Children are bad. Don't have children. But that's in the news today. This is a sick death cult of crazy scientists. Yeah, there he is with Daszak that ran the Wuhan weaponized program. And it's all public, and they lie to us like they're God, and they hope and pray Big Tech can protect their evil asses because they're really protecting Obama. See, they knew months ago that whistleblowers had already come out internally and publicly exposing the whole program. They knew all that. And so, to protect Obama, the Washington Post came out and said, Obama ended the project in 2015, and Fauci moved it to Wuhan, that bad little devil. But of course, he did it under Obama's command. And all that has now come out. So they're not going to protect Obama. They're not going to protect all these sharks. And thanks to this audience of activists, we have a media outlet that reaches millions of people. And then we get the information to Senator Paul and to Tucker Carlson and to all of them. And I've had, and I'm not bragging, it's so you, the audience, know how effective you are. I've had all the prominent people, Joe Rogan, all of them. Tucker, I'll just leave it at that because they'll give him a lot of hell for it. Say, thank you for trailblazing this and getting it out first. Well, I couldn't have done it without you. So I want to thank the audience again for what you've done. I'm going to go back to Devin and others here in just a moment. But first, if you're a TV viewer, look at those products over there. All of those products are free shipping right now and double Patriot points. And on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, not just double Patriot points and free shipping, but up to 50% off. The double magnesium ionized magnesium fizzy drink that tastes so good and is so good for all your cells and all electrochemical activity. It is essential. It's got a lot of the great healthy ingredients in it as well. It is $19.95, 40% off. We've got DNA Force Plus, 40% off. We've got a bunch of the other products at 50% off, like VasoBeats, Ultra 12, X2, Supermel Vitality, Pollen Blocks back in stock, 40% off, Prostaguard back in stock, all massively discounted, and they help your body, they help your cells, they help everything in your system. Just like oxygen and water, they're all essential. It just takes longer not having them for you to end up falling apart, and we call it dying. So I'm not obsolete. I'm not non-essential. I'm taking care of myself. When I forget to take X2, when I forget to take these products, I really feel it. But I've been taking my DNA Force, my X2, and my fizzy drink and all of it, and it's just blowing me away. In fact, I keep forgetting during the breaks to go get myself a glass of water and mix myself a drink of that. But I'm working during the breaks and things, so I haven't had a chance to. So that's something that I really think you all should check out. Again, I want to thank you for keeping us on air to allow all these great blessings to take place. That at least humanity is in the fight against the globalists, and that is only because of your prayers and your actions. So you are the tip of the spear. We should have a shirt that says, I am the tip of the spear. Infowars.com, because you are Infowars. Maybe on the back, I am Infowars. Maybe I am Infowars. I am the tip of the spear. Really, that's who you are. It isn't about patting you on the back. It's about, hey, we're in a war. Do you realize that everybody in the world, you're the folks that care to be tuned in? You're the folks that care to be researching? You realize that? I'm not getting out of this without you. You're not getting out of this without me. You know that? I need you. You need me. You need to call up thanking me. I'm holding on to you like a raft in the middle of a storm in the ocean. I'm holding on to you tight. My kids are holding on to you. Figure that out yet? This is not heroism. This is survival. Don't ever call here and say, I'm a hero or I got courage. Courage? World government, pedophiles, Satanists are taking over, and I'm fighting them? I'm fighting them because they're going to get our ass if they win. No heroism here, baby. This is survival. This is fighting for my damn life and my soul. And I'll let the new world order see my war face anytime they want, because I'm not going down without a fight. Kevin in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Going down either, Alex. To follow up on what I was saying, I have two family members I'd like to mention with their vaccine as well. They're part of government agencies, so this one might be a little more interesting, where one of them is part of the three letters. One of them, she's high up in London, wasn't essential for the vaccine, is still waiting for it to this day. And then my father is one of the defense contractors and was early priority, and he got it in February, but his story was very weird, where they told him he didn't need anything, just come around back. So I don't know what's going on. This thing.
Oh yeah. They get clean vaccines, because there's real ones. They get clean vaccines, or they're told don't take them. I said that months ago. I've talked to a lot of people in military government. None of the officers are taking it. Great point.
Extreme news. It was that they are. Sometimes the clinics are caught putting
sometimes you're saying the clinics are giving saline.
Yes. They've been caught giving saline. So that's what I thought that they might be doing as like a control group. But
how transparent is it when all these known globalist depopulationists, I mean, Bill Gates is on record saying he wants to depopulate Africa, but he's like, I really want Africans to take this. And he's been caught adding stuff to vaccines before. And he's been caught. So a guy that's been caught killing black people who says he wants to kill them is funding on black people, we love you, and hiring rappers to tell blacks to take it. I mean, how obvious is that?
Ask India what they think of Gates. It's mainstream news. I can put it right into Nature, and it's right there. They're looking into one of Gates' people. It's ridiculous. With that being said, with Gates and looking into the future, you had it right on the head. He said it. A new bioweapon from terrorists. And in my life, I'm only 25, but my life, the terrorists have been, you know, watching your documents on FEMA, watching your documents on 9/11. You know, that's my point of view on things.
And absolutely. So, Run DMC put out a video a few months ago saying, take the vaccine, fight the white supremacist. And now they have one saying, fight eugenics, fight those that want to kill black people, take the shot, when it is the eugenicists that have created this to kill the black people. So they're countering us in live time. Can you believe that? Don't listen to Alex. He wants to kill you. Bill Gates loves you. Take the shot. I mean, literally. We're fighting the Nazis if they don't take it. So take it. I mean, how obvious is that?
It's so obvious, Alex. The last thing is Polygon 2021, where I actually looked through that whole entire website, and I looked at the results from last year, and they don't name a lot of the companies. One of them is IBM, sketchy. And the only companies that were fit to survive that type of attack were IT and financial. No surprise there. But even them, they scored less than 50% on this cyber.
That's right. The globalists are going to use this to collapse everything and take over. Absolutely. I think I got that in my stack today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Chris Sky is just a businessman, patriot, common sense guy, been a listener since he was a teenager, and he's reached hundreds of millions of people. I mean, he's had videos with 10, 20, 30 million views. They're now trying to censor him and block him. They have a nationwide manhunt out that if he was seen speaking anywhere, arrest him because he's challenging the lockdown. They're saying you're not allowed to do that. Merkel's saying arrest Germans. You've seen it. That protest anyway. They let Black Lives Matter and Antifa attack and burn and kill whatever they want. But he's been all over Canada the last month, and he hadn't been on with us since Sunday. He's popped on some of the other shows, like Harrison Smith's weekday morning show, done some updates there on American Journal here at InfoWars. But Chris joins us with an update on what's happened since then, because, hey, Canada and other countries like Spain and Australia are the models of where the UN wants to take us. So what they're doing to them now is what's coming to us next. So we've got to fight the globalists there politically for their rights so that we can fight it here. A lot of folks say, why do we care about Canada? Well, because what happens to other people happens to you. You should have empathy anyways, and most folks do. But, man, what's happening in Canada and New York City and L.A. where the churches are closed, but the Walmarts and whorehouses are open. And I say leave those open, too. My point is there's a real attack here. So, Chris, I know you were basically on the run. You've just been in a big rally. They tried to arrest you. You slipped out there to change clothes three times. You had to get flown by helicopter in one place because they were blocking you getting there. I mean, it's getting crazy. Tell us what's happened since we had an update from you Sunday night.
Well, yeah, just a quick recap for everyone who didn't know. I had the Just Say No tour that we started in Vancouver on the 23rd of May, and we ended up in Calgary on the 29th of May, and we hit a different city every day. We were supposed to go with airplane, but I got arrested the day before I was supposed to go on some ridiculously false allegations. That's the airplane you saw that we had to use to fly home from Saskatchewan to Ontario, because I had to bypass Manitoba because I have an arrest warrant in Manitoba. A pre-crime arrest warrant they gave for me and four other people, saying that we were intending, not even on breaking committing a crime, but on breaking a public health order. Because they said we intended on breaking a public health order, i.e. them hosting an event and me speaking at that event. They got a preemptive warrant from a judge, a justice of the peace, actually signed this warrant saying, hey, judge, we think these people are going to break a public health order, so allow us the authority to arrest them before they commit said crime.
So I thought pre-crime was only in Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
Oh, just call me the new Tom Cruise, I guess, because that's exactly what happened to me. And then guess what the best part is of all? So they did the event. I was just a speaker. I'm not an organizer. And I didn't even go to the event because I didn't want to get arrested, because the next day I was supposed to be in Calgary, and that was the big event, so I wasn't going to miss Calgary for Winnipeg. And I was open about that. However, this is the best part. Even after I didn't go to the event, I didn't go there and breach a public health order, et cetera, somehow, allegedly, this warrant is still out for my arrest. So a warrant for something they said I was going to do, the time came and passed. Not only was did I not do it, I wasn't even in the province, and somehow I still have a warrant for my arrest for something.
Well, let's expand on this. In the UK, they are now convicting people without trials for breaking quarantine and going out, even though that violates the law there. This is martial law. This is civil emergency. It's all illegal. And why is it that it's Commonwealth countries like Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Scotland, Ireland, Canada? What the hell's going on with you guys?
Well, think about it like this. If you were an evil villain and you wanted to take over a country, what would be the best country to take over? Canada. We have the largest landmass. We have an abundance of resources. We should have the highest standard of living, the lowest cost of living by far. And we only have 37 million people to take care of. And when they say, and I say take care of in the way like make them prosper, these people want to take care of us in a way that they can nullify our rights and freedoms, control us financially, and literally control everything we do and even think from cradle to grave.
And of course, your own leader says he wants to make you a dictatorship like China. And he was asked about it. He said, yeah. And of course, his dad was a worshiper of communist China. So what can we do? How do people fight back politically? There in Canada, where I've seen stuff that we only heard about in communist China or the Soviet Union, shutting all these churches down, saying the lockdowns are never going to end, like you said last year, with their internal documents. I mean, this is criminal.
Well, we got a lot of bright spots here. First of all, the first bright spot was on May 1st, at the end of my Freedom Convoy tour, we had 300,000 people in the streets of Montreal, which is the biggest gathering of Canadians since well before COVID began, and it was during a COVID lockdown. And it represented what I call united noncompliance. People of all walks of life, every ethnicity, gender, religion, political affiliation, whether they're law enforcement, government, a civilian, criminal, etc. Why were they all there? Because we were all marching for our rights and freedoms, because we don't want things like this to happen. That's Pastor Art in Calgary getting arrested Nazi style on the actual day the Nazis surrendered. The irony of that is palpable. And they're even trying to create division within the communities. I want to point this out, because they closed down Christian churches, but they allow Muslim mosques to stay open with specific restrictions. And these restrictions violate the Muslim people's traditions, especially the one where they're supposed to pray shoulder to shoulder. They want them 6 feet apart. Meanwhile, it also causes division within the Muslim and Christian community, because they're like, why are these guys allowed to open and we're not? And it's all done on purpose.
And by the way, I mean, Christianity, you hold hands. Islam, they touch shoulders. Judaism has similar things. Electromagnetically connecting together and then psychically focusing is the key to opening up, you know, our power that God gave us. This is really a satanic group worldwide
telling us religiously what we can do? Burn in hell! Screw you! It's like the left saying in California, don't sing, or when you ride on Ferris wheels or on roller coasters, don't yell. What the hell kind of cult is this? Stop following the orders of these cults. Stop doing what they say.
Well, it's all about isolation. It's all about making you feel alone, desperate, hopeless, and that's why they.
And it's outrageous. It's classic cult programming. We're not in the Nexium cult. We're not in the Jim Jones cult, and we're not in Klaus Schwab's cult. Go burn in hell, Klaus Schwab. You need to go to prison with Fauci.
Well, they don't want these people getting together because at church you see the unity, you see the positivity, you see the togetherness, you see the people organizing, and that's what they don't want: people organizing and taking action. In British Columbia, I did an intimate gathering with 30 or 40 small business owners at the beginning of April, middle of April, and we had an opening date for May 24th. And on May 23rd, when I got back to Vancouver, over 2,000 businesses had signed on to open up. And on May 25th, guess what? They allowed the businesses to open up. They removed restrictions on dine-in and all these other restrictions on business. And they didn't do it because out of the goodness of their heart. They did it because they'd rather look like they gave permission than admit they lost control. So that's another perfect
example. That's my next question, because you've accurately predicted this. You're a smart guy. Explain to people all over the country, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the U.S., whether you're in Mexico, it doesn't matter. The next phase is coming. They've already said that. New viruses, new hysteria, new fear. What's coming next?
What's coming next is the push to normalize this vaccine, normalize the idea that they can put restrictions on your life if you don't take the vaccine, and then they're going to normalize the idea that you can't get back to normal until a certain percentage of the population take the vaccine, and that's going to lead you to the implementation of a vaccine passport without any input. Just like they just made it so they canceled all federal elections in Canada until they ended COVID, they're going to try to implement the vaccine passport without parliament.
And by the way, when you cancel elections, that's called martial law. I mean, martial law isn't coming, brother. It's here. And they did the same thing in the U.S. They just know it's being overturned in our courts. In Europe, they're overturning it in the courts, but the bureaucrats don't care. The EU bureaucracy, Merkel, they just keep going.
Well, they're trying to push forward with that, and they're trying to make examples of people like me. For instance, I got arrested. I had they sent the 40 police officers to my house, and they blocked up all the roads, and they didn't even have a warrant for my arrest. Eventually, they tried to pretend it was because I went to a store called Longo's, a high-end grocery store, without a mask, and I bought maple syrup. I actually checked it out, paid for it. They brought me to the aisle and brought it to me. It went viral on a show called Block Talk. And they got really upset about this, so they arrested me, tried to make a big example of me. And guess what? This is another example of us making headway. A man by the name of Julio, who took my United Noncompliance Phase 2 Taking Action very seriously, started a Facebook group, @mask_exemption. And they did exactly what I said people need to do if we want to end this. He got huge groups of mask-free shopping. And guess what he did? He got 60 people to go to Longo's, inspired by me, of what I did before, and I didn't even know about this. I found out after the fact, and they told me they did a maple syrup challenge. So 60 people went into Longo's, bought the syrup just like I did. They called the police on them. It caused a huge thing. They charged them with trespassing. They pushed. Longo's had to admit that they're going to change their policy this Sunday, and now they're going to honor mask exemptions. And there goes the charges against me because
it's all color law. It's not real. When we come back in 5 more minutes, then we're going to get to more calls and other guests joining us, but they have made up in the news that you death threatened leaders and that you attacked the police. None of it's even true. There's no video, no audio. It's just more lies.
And they did it to stop the launch of my book, Just Say No, which is available on my website now because Amazon banned it at realchrissky.com.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've got until